and gentlemen.
You are now tuned in to Mastering Mitzvahs.
Mastering Mitzvahs.
A podcast focused on creating the perfect bar and bat mitzvah celebration. Offering tips, tricks, and trends to ensure an amazing event. Mastering Mitzvahs. From New Jersey's own Explosive Entertainment.
Explosive Entertainment.
I know you're gonna dig this.
And here they are, your hosts, Jordan Marshall, Dylan Weissman, and Mike Langzer.
All right, we're back. This is episode number 130 of Mastering Mitzvahs, and we're without Dylan today, but I have an esteemed guest that I'm so excited to bring in here. Her name is Jasmine. It is her third time being on Mastering Mitzvahs. She runs an incredible company out of Chicago called Hype Productions, and without any further ado, let's bring her in here. Hey, Jazz, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You know, we had a couple of little technical difficulties earlier, but I think we've got this thing unlocked now.
We're good.
So would you do me a favor and introduce yourself to the audience, tell them, you know, who you are, what you're all about, and, you know, what Hype is all about?
Sure. So I'm Jasmine Gonzalez. I'm from the Chicagoland area, and I have an interactive entertainment company called Hype Productions. It stands for How You Prefer Entertainment. And I have a venue called Loft 21. So I get to see the best of both worlds and both sides of the spectrum, from entertainment to venue side of it.
Awesome. And how long, like, when did you start? How long have you been at this?
Hype started about 29 years ago, and I started off as a party favor girl for a different company, just handing out party favors at bar and bat mitzvahs. I graduated to a dancer, to an MC, started doing choreography and sales all through college, and then I went to school to be a news anchor, so I thought that was going to be my path, and after I graduated, I was like, I'm going to start a company, and here I am all these years later, and over 80 employees and performers, and we're going strong.
That's awesome. The news anchor. I don't think I ever heard that one before. I could see you crushing that, you know, doing weather or news. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted to be an investigative reporter.
Wow. Okay. And here you are now rocking mitzvahs.
You got it.
So you wear many hats, you know, owning a venue and running a company. And I think you just said 80 employees. That's
yes.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What is the, like, I know mitzvahs are your main thing, but like, what's the ratio of mitzvahs versus other events that you do?
I'd say we do probably 60% bar and bat mitzvahs, 40% wedding, corporate, charity galas. It's a good mix. Our team is pretty diverse.
Okay. And what is that? What does 60% equate to? Like, how many mitzvahs in a year on the average?
Probably 250.
Wow. Awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to a pro here. 250 mitzvahs a year times 29 years, do the math. That is a lot of bar and bat mitzvahs. That's awesome. We brought you here today because we want to talk about showcases. Explosive Entertainment has its annual Super Bowl showcase, which is February 11th. It's our biggest showcase of the year. And we pride ourselves. We say it's probably the biggest showcase, at least on the East Coast, that we're aware of. And I like to believe that your showcase, which is February 4th, this coming Sunday, is probably the biggest in at least Chicago. What, you know, give me a little background on how that all started.
Yeah. So years ago, there used to be something called the Ort Showcase, where there were a ton of different vendors at this one show, and there weren't performances or anything, but you just set up a booth. And I felt like families needed to experience what a bar bat mitzvah could be like. So I threw my first showcase 14 years ago, and it has grown and grown and grown to where we get over 400 people every time. So we kind of wanted to go away from that meat market feel of too many vendors and make it more boutique. So there's one entertainment company, one videographer, one photographer, one decor, a lot of different caterers. So while we have a wide variety of vendors, it's more of a fun family day for a great experience of what your bar bat mitzvah could be like, whether you're looking for more games and contests or more of a rockin' crazy dance party. But it allows them to have that experience without feeling like they're just constantly being, are you looking for this? Are you looking for that? It's just more of a fun day to learn.
So I didn't tell you this, but I was at a bridal show yesterday. And it does. It feels like that meat market. There was, I don't know, four different DJs, four different videographers, photographers. Yeah. There's cakes all over the place. And it's like overwhelming, I feel, and confusing. And in a lot of cases, the vendors aren't vetted, meaning this was a paid showcase. You know, I paid a couple hundred dollars to be there, as did the other 20 or so vendors. So the quality of the vendors at those types of shows is very mixed. You know, it's whoever wants to pay to participate. At your showcase and at ours, the vendors are truly the best around, the best that we enjoy working with. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And I think that there are different calibers for every type of vendor, you know, whether it's decor, entertainment, you know, every little vendor has a different level, but clients don't always have the same level. So I try and pick vendors that I feel can really integrate into both sides of the type of parties that you're looking to create.
That makes great sense. And what's right for one family isn't right for the other. You know, we say that often.
That's exactly why we do this showcase, so they can figure out how they prefer entertainment.
Yeah. I love what you were saying before, and I want to really reiterate this because I think it's so interesting that at your showcase, you show multiple different styles of games or of grand entrances or of different horrors. And I'm sure that's part of your pitch when you speak with clients, like, hey, tell me about what your vision is and let me explain how we can personalize. But can you give us a little more detail?
Sure. I mean, it's all in our name. The HYPE is how you prefer entertainment. Well, in the beginning, because people book 2 and 3 years in advance, they don't know what they prefer. They may have never been to a bar bat mitzvah. So we do this mock mitzvah and we try and set it up in the time frame of what it would really feel like if you were at a party, if you were a guest or hosting. So the first hour is cocktail hour for that kid who wants more games, competitions, less dancing. And there's still fun music going on, but it's geared toward what that type of party can be like. And then the second hour is crazy, bouncing off the wall, high energy dance party, prizes, giveaways, pass outs, all different types of things for the family that's looking for more of that type of party. And then the final hour, the parents love, because it's the prize hour where we give away $20,000 in services, a free party. All the other games are still going on the whole time, but our focus and our attention is on the different styles of events, because when you show up, you don't know what you want. So why not dabble in everything? So when the showcase is over, you can say, we like this, we don't like that. It's almost like it's a puzzle. There's all these different pieces. Show up and figure out what fits for your family.
You nailed that. Oh, so good. And we should definitely stress these showcases are for both clients that are already booked with the company or already booked with a venue and people who just are entering into the world of mitzvah planning and have no idea what they want.
That's right.
You know, you're walking out with a ton of knowledge. You're walking out with a ton of prizes, as you said. I know at our showcase, you can't leave without winning something. It's a guarantee. You're going to walk in and walk out with something that you didn't arrive with.
Yeah, that's great. And we also tell them, even if hype's not your entertainment, come have a great time, see the other vendors, sample the amazing caterers and the suites. And even though if hype is not your entertainment, you might see something that you like or you don't like that you can relate to the entertainment company you hired. I just think it's really good for people to get their feet wet and throw their kid into the fire and bring some friends so they're not standing there alone. But throw them into the fire and see where they land. You know, they're kids, they're fickle. They don't know what they like. It changes every month. But if they don't get a chance to experience what it can be live for them, they're never going to really know how to personalize what their special event should be.
Yeah, 100%. What's the best advice you would share with a family that's coming to a showcase? You know, like I heard you say, bring a friend, you know, like, should they bring family members? How should they dress? Like, how long should they attend?
Dress comfortable. You can come in athletic wear. You can come in jeans and a shirt. We don't care. We just want you to come party and have a good time. The reason I stress to bring friends with for the kids, because if they're in the pre-planning stages where they're just starting, their kids are only 10 and 11. And that's an intimidating age anytime, but really at 10 and 11, because you're going into something you've never experienced. So kids by nature want to have fun. Everyone's definition of fun is different. Maybe it's over here playing Pac-Man and doing photo stations. Maybe it's rocking out on the stage with the dancers. But when they have friends with them or cousins, just somebody, their peers that they feel comfortable with, they're more apt to let loose and just have fun. And then what I find often is great. The parents end up going by all the caterers in the bar and the kids are running around like it's an indoor festival. And that's when you can really maximize what your experience is going to be, when you can let down your guard and just go be goofy and have fun.
Yeah. I love seeing families come. Even we have some families that come even after their party, you know, happened. The party happened months ago and they they just want to re-experience how much fun it is. For the kids, it's like going to a giant arcade. I mean, literally all the games, right, all the activities, but they don't have to swipe any, you know, credit right, card. It's free.
Family fun and, day.
Yeah, and they leave with all the swag. You know, they might leave with airbrush shirts. We're unveiling a boba tea station this year that we're doing, you know, fresh boba teas. Like, it's just, you know what? Like, ours is during the winter. Yours is during the winter. It's cold in Chicago, cold in New Jersey. Like, come out and have a great afternoon. Like, it's a family fun day is really what it becomes.
It truly is.
So how many months or weeks or, you know, how much planning goes into this?
So we are, listen, we're creatives. We don't want to do the same thing we do every year. We want it to look, sound, feel, experience different every time. And that's from every aspect of the show, from the time the guests walk in to the time they leave. We want all these wow factors going on. And every time they turn a corner, oh, what's over there? And to create that, it takes all of our brains and our creativity. And we sit down and we probably start in October. We pick our dates are usually the same weekend. This weekend, we actually moved it up. Normally, it's President's Day weekend. But we start brainstorming, I'd say September, October, on what the concepts are going to be. How are we going to flip it upside on its head and make it a different feel? And then we zero in right before the holidays in December. And then when we come back after the holiday break, we are just every day putting like 3 or 4 hours in just on showcase ideas and production. Because again, you have 3 hours to just show everybody everything you have. And after being in business so long, we have quite a bit. So to pack that into 3 hours, it's stressful, it's fun. And when it's over, you're just like, that was incredible. I can't wait till next year.
Yeah. So, you know, it's so proverbial, but like our show is Super Bowl Sunday. We always say it's our Super Bowl too. Like we spend, you know, all year kind of like coming up with new items and training new talent. And then it's the one day a year that it all just happens. It all happens in that 3 hour window. And where, you know, we each have some really, really impressive events, but never is every one of your staff and every one of your games in the same room at the same time.
So, yes.
And I mean, for us, it's fun too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, fun for the guests who are coming because they can be like, oh, I saw you last weekend at a party. Oh, I saw you last month. And now they're seeing them all in one room. But it is fun for us too because we're so versatile as entertainers. So we're with, you know, different performers every week. So to have us all in one room, man, the energy is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I tell families like sometimes, oh, I have another obligation. I'm always like, cancel it. Like you need to be here. You don't understand the importance. It's so valuable. You said you give away $20,000 worth of prizes. Do you want to explain, you know, how that the breakdown is, what the prizes are, what people can expect?
So when people book, they're not sure what they want. So we always start them, take a base package. There are things you need at Bar and Bat Mitzvahs. You know, you need X, Y, Z, A, B, C. But the extras, you don't know yet. A lot of times they book the entertainment before the venue. So they don't know their space. They don't know how many guests. And at 10, 11 years old, sometimes they don't even know what style of party their son or daughter is going to want. So we always say, come to our showcases. You can figure out those extras along the way. And this is the one time a year that we do prizes like this, where everybody gets a fair shot at getting something discounted. Maybe you want a giant LED wall. Maybe you want the Pac-Man or the 20-person LED foosball. All those bells and whistles are what we make really attainable at our showcase at a discounted rate, or you can win the prizes. And people love that. So I'm pretty upfront with people. I'm like, don't book all the extras now. Come to our showcase. You'll have a chance to win and get it discounted.
Yeah. And for families that book very far in advance, I often find they book far in advance based on what they think they need. And then it starts to change over time. So when they come to the showcase, hopefully it's closer to their event date. And then it's like the reality sets in of, okay, this is what I really need. Maybe I don't want the first photo booth I chose.
Right. And because they book so far in advance, and just like we are, you guys are the same way at Explosive, you're constantly creating new experiences. So I don't want them to miss out on something new we might make 6 months from now.
Right. Right. And what, you know, people often say, hey, do you guys offer photo booths? Yes. But then it's like, well, which type? And it's difficult to explain or show pictures, but the showcase, there's literally 4, 5, 6 of them side by side, and you try them all, test them. Like, you That's never right. have that opportunity. And I think clients have to realize, the amount of hours that we put into producing this show, there's a reason why it's done once a year. You know, it literally takes months of execution to get it together for that 3-hour day. And then the other time of the year, we're busy, you know, like performance season is too difficult to put one of these shows together.
Well, this is performance season for us as well, because, you know, most of the crews who are performing at our show on Sunday are performing Friday and Saturday night. So we have a 1 a.m. crew, and then we have a 7 a.m. crew. And then we have, of course, the show starts at 2. So the noon arrival crew, and we have to break it up into shifts because it is so much of production.
Wow. And you know, I guess I didn't think about the fact, you know, you're really pulling double duty as the venue owner,
right,
and the entertainment company, because you have to get the venue space ready and all the entertainment. So that's a lot. Why don't we talk about Loft for just a second? Because it's such a cool, unique space. And for we have viewers and listeners on this podcast from all over the place. But why don't you just explain a little bit about some of the highlights of Loft?
So Loft 21 is a private event space that I created 8 years ago, because as an entertainer, I was going to all the same places and it felt the same. And you can only switch it up with decor and entertainment and lighting so much. So I wanted to create a venue that is really not just for the families and the clients that hire us, but for the vendors. It's like a sandbox that people can come in, just create, have fun with it. All the lighting, the sound, the giant screens are all included. And we have 4 trapdoors in the ceiling, so aerialists can come down and serve desserts, shots, fun stuff on the dance floor. We have mechanical walls. So let's say you're in the loft area for cocktail hour and we do a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We press a button, the mechanical walls go up. It's like a grand reveal into the main space. So the venue itself is full of all of these cool experiences inside. And then once your vendors start putting their flavor on it and personalizing to what you envision, every event is different, whether it's a wedding, a bar, bat mitzvah, corporate, charity gala. Every time you walk into our space, it's going to see, you're going to see a difference and you're going to feel a difference.
Wow. Wow. You've thought of everything.
Like, I've tried to, and I've got so many more. I've got like phase 2, phase 3 already in the works.
So I actually have one of the tabs on my computer screen right now is actually flights to Chicago. So there's a chance you might see me this weekend.
Come on, let's have some fun.
Considering hopping on a plane and flying over there. You and I could talk for days about this stuff, and your passion and your excitement comes out. I see the smile ear to ear, and I love it, and you inspire me. Before we close out the podcast, I just want to talk about mitzvah trends for a second.
Sure.
Trends are so different city by city. And a couple months ago, we had our friends from Siegel Productions. We kind of did a Boston versus Jersey, you know, who does it better kind of podcast. What are the trends you're seeing right now in the Chicago area for bar and bat mitzvahs? I heard you say 4 hours before. We dabble. Some of our mitzvahs are 5 hours. Some are 4. Used to always be 5. Now it seems to be going to 4. So that's one of the things I'm curious about. I'm also curious, you know, you said you don't do too many line dances anymore. And what about candle lighting? Those are things that we see that are people are changing around here.
Very different. And because hype travels nationwide, I mean, we've done a lot of East Coast parties and a lot of West Coast parties. But it's crazy because in the Midwest, it is very different. I haven't seen a candle lighting in probably 15, 20 years.
Wow.
Don't do them. They do really cool entrance videos. And then later on in the night, they do a really cool montage. And a company we work with, Express Video, is unbelievable on how they create those. But yeah, candle lightings are kind of out the window many years ago. And the parties are usually 4 hours. The first hour is cocktail hour. And they're always usually in a separate room, which is another thing with Loft 21. I want the adults to have their time to have cocktails and the kids to have their time. And then they join each other in the main space. So it's like going into another chapter of the party. So that first hour is cocktails. And then it's 3 hours of dancing, dinner, interaction. Now, our interaction is a little bit different. The Chicago style is a little bit more clubby. I don't know the last time I've done a line dance at a bar bat mitzvah, unless it was a group of kids that don't go to a lot of bar bat mitzvahs. And they're like, oh, we want to hear, you know, the cha-cha slide. It's very rare that we do that stuff. There's some follow me's because some families still like a little bit of follow me's where the MC and the dancers are leading the crowd, but it's mostly a club atmosphere with a lot of moshing, kids jumping in big groups and we love that. I mean, that just energizes the whole party. But we also have to keep those kids jumping safe from running over and trampling the adults, because we find that adults still like that follow me thing once in a while. But yeah, line dances, it's just not a thing here anymore. It's really about visuals and lighting design and choreography of the lighting, the staging and the visuals all impacting what that experience is going to be.
Wow. All right. I was just going to talk lighting, but before I do that, very interesting. To not have a candle lighting absolutely warrants a 4-hour party, because candle lighting is like 30 minutes in itself. And it's one of the questions we ask our clients as they're planning, like, do you plan on doing a candle lighting? If so, you may need a 4.5-hour party or 5-hour party, or maybe not if you're not doing it. You know, that's a big piece. The montage, how long is a montage? You know,
the 12 minutes. Any longer.
we shoot for like 7 to 9 typically. Oh, but like, yeah, when there's a lot of video elements in it, which it sounds like yours often are, then I could see them going 10 to 12 minutes. So other trends, you know, video walls are a big trend. You mentioned video wall before. It's something that we're doing, I'd say 50% of our parties. Like, what's the ratio of parties with video walls? And Can you let the listeners know the importance of it and why?
Yeah, I think it's a big miss when you don't have visuals. A big miss. Decor is great and they do a phenomenal job. I love when we partner with the decor companies and they do stuff around our video wall. So it doesn't always just have to look like a video wall on truss. There's so many different things you can create around it to really make it mesh with the decor of the centerpieces and the other aspects of the party. But I think it's a big miss when you don't add the video wall. I get it. Parents like a certain look. These kids care about the visuals. They care about the lighting. They care about the choreography. I have a family that just went to a Travis Scott concert, called me the next morning like, okay, we have to add the video wall. Okay, we have to add this lighting. I said, I told you, the kids care about that stuff. And we want to create a party that lends to the adults and the kids. But if you're really thinking about where you're putting your dollars, where it's going to have the biggest bang, why not do a video wall? Because every dance set, you're creating different scenes. And then the kids have fun creating what those scenes are going to look like. If you have a sports theme, maybe during, I don't know, maybe during the first course, we've got basketball bloopers going on the screen. It's still entertaining while they're having their first course. Or when you're doing a kid's picture, I don't know if you guys do those on the East Coast where we gather all the kids and they all get their giveaway and do one big group picture. How great is it when we can take their logo and put it at the top of the screen so we know it's going to look perfect behind their group picture? There's just so much more creativity we can implement when you have the visuals. And it doesn't always have to be the big LED wall. I mean, it could be flat screens. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But man, the LED wall for me, I feel like it's a miss when you don't have it.
Is that one of the biggest trends right now, you think?
Absolutely. It's our LED walls going out every weekend.
Yeah. And it's probably within the last 3-ish years, I would say, right?
I would say probably pre-COVID is when it started to build a want, people wanting it more and more. And now we just get really creative in how we use it. Sometimes it's not a big 20-foot wall. Maybe it's in strips. Maybe it's more vertical than horizontal. Right. Maybe we're spelling out your initials with our panels. Just different ways to utilize it.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll say that these things do come with a good cost, but everything that you just explained about how it's used warrants that cost. And sometimes people just think, why are you charging so much for a big TV? But it's hours of editing and you know, the setup, the breakdown is one thing, but all the curation of the special content and creation of it is, you know,
keeping track of what content you used at other events so you're not reusing. Like maybe we're going to see two parties where the kids go to the same school and they both have a sports theme. We've got to be very clear that it is fresh new content every single time. We don't like to reuse things. And the effects we use on your logo need to be different than the effects we used last month when we had the same group of kids. So there's a lot of backtracking and note-taking. So when we see that same group of kids at a party, our presentation is completely different.
Brilliant. Let's bring it back to the showcase for just a second, and then we'll sign out here. Are there any game trends, food station trends, anything like that you're unveiling? I don't know if you want to let the cat out of the bag yet, but is there anything like super hot that you want to talk about?
There are a lot of cool things that we are unveiling. So some of those I've got to hold close to the pocket there, but I will say grazing. letting the guest graze from station to station is super hot. Gone are the days of the sit-down formal meal. I think people like that they can have a lot of different varieties of food. And we love that as entertainers because then the entertainment never stops. There's no break. There's no lull. We're not saying, okay, please be seated for your first course. We're saying, hey, grab some food, but come on back to the dance floor because we're going to be here rocking still. And I love that as an entertainer. I don't like when the momentum stops. But I also see that the guests love that because they have a wide variety to choose from. And some kids want to take two bites and get right back to the floor. Some adults, I mean, the adults are rocking as much as the kids. They're jumping on the stages. So we can announce that a station's open, but if they don't go, we don't have to stop the momentum.
Right. You know, a lot of clients here ask for that, but they then still want the candle lighting or so many other formalities that it does force ups and downs in the party. Yes. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but yeah, to truly get a never-ending dance party, you need to just eliminate all those other formalities or push them way at the beginning or way at the end. I assume when you have a grazing party, your hora is probably at the beginning of the party or you mix it into a dance set.
Our whore is mixed into a dance set before the suite table stations open. And that's probably the one time, besides the grand entrance, that's probably the one time we do have to stop the momentum is to invite the adults to the suites because now we take over the dance floor and the stage for 120 kids to do their group picture. But at that time, it's warranted. The whore is done. Let the adults go to the suite table before the kids destroy it. Let's get that group picture and then slowly invite the kids to the suite table so 120 aren't going at one time. But yeah, I don't like the start and stop. I like, let's get the party going. Once cocktail hour is over, let's go and let's keep going to the end. That's more memories.
Yeah. We could do this for hours, but I want to thank you for being here. You have so many great tips and information to share. How do people find you if they have any questions, want to hit you up?
HypeProductionsInc.com is our website. You can find us on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, X. But yeah, reach out to us. Let us know. We're here to brainstorm with you. Even if you don't have Hype as the Entertainment, we are happy to give you some ideas and guide you to ways that you can just make your party so memorable.
Awesome. And we are the same at Explosive. I just love sharing knowledge and information and hopefully helping people. It all comes back, you know, tenfold.
Yeah, well, that's what we love. We're creatives. We love to share and help people celebrate.
Yeah. So final tip, give the listeners a tip for attending a showcase or, you know, why they should attend.
You must attend. You're missing an opportunity when you don't get to experience it live. You will never go to a showcase, especially when it's mixed with games, activities, and performance. You will never go and regret it. You will leave saying, "Ooh, we really liked this. Let's add it to our must-do list." Or you might have an experience saying, "Oh, you know what? That's not our style. Let's add that to the do-not-do list." And you're missing an opportunity if you don't hit that. Please go to the Explosive Showcase. Please come to the Hype Productions Loft 21 Showcase. I promise you it's an amazing family fun afternoon.
Awesome. Well, you said it so well. So thank you so much for being here. Jasmine, hang on here for a quick second. For all the listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, make sure you hit up Jasmine or me here at Explosive. We'll see you next week on another episode of Mastering Mitzvahs. Take care.